the gals from Equine Connection, the Academy of Equine Assisted Learning. Hi, I'm Carrie.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Carson.
Welcome to our podcast.
You will be listening to some of our best moments of helping people to live their best lives, and all while, get this, working with horses.
We will be your hosts and have tons of guests along the way. Subscribe today and happy listening.
So what are we here to talk about today? Today we are going to have a guest join us again, and this is Miss Brianne Hingley, who's amazing, and she's from Force Action and Development. So she's going to be joining us today too, because really, what happens after these courses? Like, what are people getting from this? What are they walking away? What's the skill? How do they do this piece? How do we make sure that the skill goes through? Plus, we're going to chat a little bit about some business stuff too, just some things that Bri and I have kind of come into play for the last little bit that we thought we might just enlighten you with about our ideas of business too. So it might be a soapbox and thing, but you never know. So we are so happy to see you. My name is Carolyn Charles. I'm with the Equine Connection, the Academy of Equine Assisted Learning, and I am the Director of Sales and Marketing. And this company really is worldwide now. Just finished one off in Denmark, certifying some more people out there. And I didn't get to go. The girls went, but I was here. I held down the fort, which is also a very important job. Just saying. But either way, they are just coming back from Denmark now. But it is a pretty amazing thing that we get to work with horses and people to help them to build life skills, to help move their lives forward. And that's really what we do, as well as we certify people to do the same. So we are working on getting this beautiful EAL and equine assisted learning across the entire globe, which is really, to us, fantastic. It boggles my mind every day that we're across the world now, and it's good. It's great stuff that people are getting to work with horses. So I'm going to bring in Brianne here just before we get to everything else.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Well, good morning, everybody. And I hope everybody is having a really good day. We're having a beautiful spring day here. My name is Brianne Hingley, and I am an owner and facilitator here of Force Action and Development in Baytree, Alberta. We're right beside Dawson Creek, and I'm also an assistant instructor for you.
Yes, for you.
For you. For the Equine Connection, the Academy of Equine Assisted Learning, and really excited to be here today because I think this topic is really huge. There's so many programs out there for youth, for corporations, for women, for families, but this is something that people are going to take with them in every single thing they do. So I'm excited to talk about why they do that today.
So we wanted to talk a little bit about what the clients are leaving with. And I know everybody out there has heard me say lots of my favorite stories and that kind of thing as to when our clients go, some of the things like Little Gloria, I'm sure you guys have all heard that story before about her being able to get to that self-independent place where she could stand up and stand up for herself, which was amazing. And so we've told you guys lots of stories, but we want you to know it's not just us that get some of these stories and these outcomes, because it is the program. It's the fundamental principles. It's how everything is ran and put together with the objectives that makes all of this possible. So Bri is here today to share some of her fantastic stories with us too.
There's actually a helicopter flying over my facility right now. I don't know if you guys can hear it, but yes. I have some pipeline action around my house, so they like to fly over and check things out. So it should be gone in a minute here.
That's all right. We can hear you, still hear you okay.
Well, I think the biggest thing is there's so many stories. There's so many stories, and it's not that you forget the stories, but it's almost your brain needs to catalog certain things. And so...
Yeah. Well, it's like having kids. You can't remember every moment of them growing
no,
up. Stand out, right?
I think the biggest success is reading the self-reflection. So a lot of the clients that I see here, you know, some of them are returning clients, and I love that part. I love that they're going to be able to come back and expand and you know, with a new brain, with a new thought pattern, they're going to grow even more from that.
Yeah.
But what I also sometimes don't get to see some of the clients afterward. But when I see the journals, when I see what happens in the arena, in that short amount of time, they reflect it themselves. So we call it what my horse taught me. So they reflect it for themselves in here. And that's really huge because I know that they wrote it down.
Yeah.
So because if they wrote it down, they're the ones that recognize it. And it's shocking to see how the skill is already ingrained, because I know that if they've written it down, they've thought it, they've lived it in the arena, now they've recorded it, it's never going to leave there.
Well,
it's
and not going to like they're not from their brain sunshine either. It's not like when you ask for a review or something like that and people just write something nice for the sake of doing it. For a lot of the clients that we've worked with, which are, you know, at-risk women or at-risk youth, they are not going to do that. They write exactly what they think. And that's okay too. That's perfect. That's what we want. So it's not like this is just them making up something to make us feel good. This is their genuine, what the horse has brought to them that day.
Yeah, it's really neat. Well, and I actually have a journal here, and this is from a 14-year-old boy that was here. And a lot of times boys aren't huge on the recording of the thoughts.
No.
they're like, well, why would I do this? Why would I start to do this? So even that process that they sit down and they self-reflect and self-acknowledge, he said, my horse taught me to be a better leader and to be very trustworthy and to get better at problem solving.
Oh, so
it's really neat because this boy came in and he's pretty cool. I love him, but he's pretty cool and he's going to show off. He was really showing off for a lot of the girls and really throwing it out there. And he was the one that was the cool guy. And it was neat because he's the one that humbled himself down and took the lead.
Yes.
So that was really neat because he looked at his friends and he's kind of like, well, God, don't do that. You're going to scare the horses. Like, come, let's try to do this.
Yeah.
And so that's really huge. So, I mean, to me, even if I never see this boy ever again, which I will because he's coming back this summer, but even if I never saw him again, I have it right here.
Yeah.
I have it right here. I see the success already. And there's so many of them. So that was one for now. And I think that's really neat because they're not going to gain this type of program in very many areas of their life. It's unique.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And that piece of, like, I think the biggest part is that the objective comes through, right?
Yeah.
You could go out and you could just have a nice day with horses, absolutely. And that's still going to be therapeutic to a person. That still is going to be a nice day because horses are awesome, clearly.
But, and they're pretty.
And they're pretty. Yes. We like pretty animals and people. I like pretty people too. But at the end of the day, knowing that there's an objective piece there, that's what allows my brain to see if something has really clicked in, right? Because if it is that, like, I remember we did an orientation day that I thought was just like, it was an okay course, right? And then the journals that we got back are the what my horses taught me afterwards show that they took that knowledge of figuring out their horses and they applied it directly to their own lives. And that is one thing that I think is just massive, because if you can't get that application piece of how is this going to boil over into everyday life, then you haven't done as much for the people, right? And like, that's always my big thing when I hear that, like, I'm going to do this by, I need to improve my boundaries with people. I'm like, yes, that's it. That's, you got it. Right. And then you feel like you've really done your job.
And it's neat because really the horses are doing their job. The people, the individuals are doing their job. And actually, a few weeks ago, I ran a program here, and it was a girl that I had had a few times, and she's a returning client, and she's an amazing young lady. She's an amazing young woman. And after she left here, she actually checked herself into the hospital.
Yeah.
She checked herself in, and I was like, what?
Did I break
her? Are you okay? she checked herself in for mental health. And I thought, oh my God, I wrecked this girl, like something happened to her. And she said, no, Bree, she said, because I looked at her journal from that day and leadership was her theme. And I have another journal from yesterday, and leadership is her theme again. She keeps coming back to that. And she said, no, now this time, instead of, you know, self-sabotaging, I knew that I should take leadership and take care of myself first before it got to that point.
Wow.
So she went in, she took care of her for a week. And then she was here yesterday. And so that's really huge because before she would, you know, be in that sabotaging mode. She would be there. So that is hugely successful for me. Like that was a massive moment. And I could never have provided that through any interaction just like this because she has that everywhere. She has therapists, she has counseling, she has all those things. But when you put her out here, and the brain starts to work differently because here we are action and development. The thought is the action.
Yeah.
The thought is the action that puts it in. So if we can change the way that people are, using their thoughts, because that thought creates a chemical reaction in the brain. Totally. So that starts to create a new pattern. And I've seen that huge with this young lady. She's just about 20. She's 19 years old. And it's just amazing. It's incredible.
I love that, because that is a huge part. So changing patterns, because that is the behavior patterns, the patterns of thought, all of those things. And that, again, comes from them continuing to come back and building the different skills each time that they come. And I love that you said that she had the leadership one in twice. Because a lot of times, even though we have one objective, say it's focus, that still is going to come back to what the people are really needing to learn, just in the focus kind of base, right? So I had to focus on my leadership or something like that can really come back, because sometimes it is a reoccurring objective for people as to what they need, while still building all of these other skills to really create that armor that brings it back into the real world, right? And I think that part is just so mind-boggling to me about it can be, it can be anything really. It's just a matter of following, again, those fundamental principles and steps. And the people come out with something that is unique to them, but still in a group atmosphere, right? Like, it's just.
Yeah, well, that, and again, like we sort of talked about that last time too. It's through that group interaction where you start to self-identify.
Yes.
And you identify you within the group, and we start to see how incredible what my gifts are in this group and what my contribution is to this group.
Yes.
And that's really huge. And actually yesterday our objective was trust and respect, right? So we had the trust and respect piece. And one of the women that was here, she selected focus on the achievement board. You can see the words behind me. She picked focus because she said that she had a lot of anxiety. And she said with the horses, she really had to focus, and she wasn't thinking about 5 minutes ago or tomorrow or anything. She goes, my anxiety was gone. It was totally gone. I had to be in the moment. So even though our objective was the trust and respect, she really honed in on the focus, then paralleled it back and said, I had to trust myself.
Yes.
To be able to focus and come out of the anxiety piece.
Yeah.
And this is huge because, you know, anybody can do research, anybody can check out programs like this, but it's a fact that an experiential program actually takes people out of the fight or flight part of their brain into the thinking brain. Once we can get into the thinking brain, all those different chemicals are starting to work. And now we are changing the pattern. We're creating new behavior. We're modifying the behavior.
Exactly.
We absorb the world through senses. So the other thing is too, if I physically have a safe experience, if I'm sensing it through sight, touch, sound, my brain starts to create a safe place for that and a memory that now new experiences are safe.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's amazing to watch too, even that piece, like we actually had a similar story, but it was two people working together and they had gone through this alleyway already and gotten their horse all turned around and everything. Then they were going up to do it again, but they couldn't even get past like the beginning. And I had stepped in to ask them, because their horse's head was high. He's like, what is going on? All this thing, right? What are these people doing? It was so good before. Yeah, and I said to them, where are you right now? Are you at this pylon, or are you thinking about how you're going to turn your horse around already? And both of them right away said, I'm already at the end of it. I said, okay, well, where do you need to be to get through this issue? And they said, oh, we have to be at the pylon. So then in their journals, it was phenomenal, because both of them wrote at the end, I am about dinner. I am about what's happening in the future all the time, that I never stop to appreciate the moment and learn from the moment I'm in. And one of them said, this is why I trip all the time, because I have the ability to think about the exact moment I'm in to trust my feet even enough to let me walk forward. I thought, isn't that a great reflection? And it's those experiences that next time she does trip, she's going to think to herself, okay, where was my head at right then, right? Because we can draw on these experiences way easier than we can necessarily draw on something that is theorized for us, right? Yeah.
Theoretical?
Every live, I have one word that I don't know.
I like that word. Right. Hashtag theorized.
Even if it's not a word, let's go for it.
The reality is we're all on the same electrical wave. Like the earth has all of this electricity and all of this energy flowing through it. Yeah. And it's really neat because, again, if we think my thought is the action, my thought will create an actual physical chemical reaction in my brain.
Yes.
When we hear each other and we talk about these success stories, it actually brings us to a place of success as well.
Totally.
And
even from just changing where we're at that moment, if you were starting out in a crappy mood for a day, who has a good day when you start out crappy? Like, you know, if you can't get out of that bad mood, the rest of your day seems to go to hell in a handbasket, right? Whereas if you can switch that initial brain pattern, even in the morning, to start thinking, okay, now I'm moving forward. Oh, listen to that happy story. And then all of a sudden things start looking up a little bit, right? It's because we've changed the intention almost for the day too.
Even if for some reason, you know, and this is what we talk about quite a bit too, even if one person comes to that pilot program, just one, that is a success story. And that is something that they take in their brain, and you as the facilitator, you take it in your brain, and your horse learns that safeness as well.
Yeah.
And it's so neat because we talk about that quite a bit. You and I were just talking about it, is you're not qualified for the abundance. So I love Jim Rohn. I love him. I think he's old school and he's fantastic. And you're not qualified for the abundance if you can't take care of the few.
Yes.
So he says you can't take care of the many if you can't take care of the few. And
business soapbox time.
Oh, I like that. I like the soapbox time. Yeah, because it's really true. And I think it's really relative, especially for anybody that's in any business at all. Because the contact, the care, everything that you give just that one person,
yes,
is going to be reflected. It's going to have a ripple effect. So you better make sure that if you have one client, you better treat them just as good as if you had 400.
Yes.
And if you have one horse, you better be taking damn good care of it and act like you got a whole herd, because that's how you qualify to get more.
Yes. That is absolutely correct. And like, I even think of this goes both ways, whether you're small and you're wanting to expand. So say you get a person coming in, oh, it's just a group of two. And you're like, oh, I don't want to do a group of two. Well, why?
Yeah.
Why not? Yeah. How is that going to stop you from moving forward by doing a group of two when you can get your practice in, you can get people to move forward, and you're going to get word of mouth out of it. That is never something to turn down. Yet you look at these giant companies, like we're having a real issue with PayPal lately. And PayPal, and I'm going to say them out loud, PayPal, because I've already written on their page and everything too. But because they have so many clients, all of a sudden now us one little client doesn't matter. And from this, all of a sudden, here we are live, and I'm saying it. And, you know, it's a ripple effect, right? That. And it goes both ways. So it's whether it's the two or the many, it doesn't matter. You still, everybody is important as far as a client goes. Because you never know how they're going to move forward. But yeah, it's really about treating everyone. Get back to the emails. Don't ignore people. Don't treat everyone as if you are a business person that you want to move forward in your business, rather than I get very irritated on this kind of stuff.
So I'm to a point where, so you've heard of the golden rule, right? You treat people the way you want to be treated.
Yes.
But I heard a new thing the other day, and it's called the platinum rule.
Ooh.
And the platinum rule is you treat others the way they want to be treated.
Mm.
And this is so funny because it can kind of, again, it has both sides to the coin.
Yeah.
Because I get clients a lot for another piece of my work. It's not with the facilitating, but with something else. And they'll email me and they'll say, hey, Brie, I need a hand. I need this. I need that. And I email them back right away. Then they won't email me back for another month.
Yes.
So when they finally email me back and they say 911, I need help. I need this right away. I wait a month.
Yeah.
I wait a month because they showed me how they want to be treated by treating me that way. And so that's the thing. I start to think that. I think, okay, how does this client want to be treated? And how do I reciprocate their actions? Because even through saying, this is a business that we must reply immediately.
Yeah.
Some people don't.
It's some true. People,
they don't.
Yep. And that goes both ways for over replying too. Like, you have to, there is a fine communications point in all this. And I love the platinum rule because it's the way that you want to be treated. So if I say, give me a week to something, give me a week. Don't message me 3 days later saying, hey, remember, you only have a week. Trust enough in me that I'm going to get back. If a week comes, fine, follow up. But there's still a very nice balance of how you're interacting with people. So it's on a professional level that is taking both of your needs into account, really, at the end of the day.
That's huge. You know, and when we think of customer service, we think of availability. We think of response time. We think of information. And it's funny because even if someone will send me, say, I put out a poster the other day for a kids program. Yeah. I got a text message from someone that said, how much is it? That's how they text me. Yeah. I said, here's the price. Boop, sent it off. So we never BS'd. We never had the formal, hope you're having a great day. She wanted to know the price. I sent it to her. Done. And so that's really neat because I need to give her the information. I need to respond. I need to do all these things. And she showed me how she likes to talk.
Yes. Yeah. People will tell you. Believe them.
Yes. I believe what they're doing. And it's not offensive. No. It's not rude. It's not anything else. People show you, just like the horses, they show me what they need.
Yes.
They show me through their actions. They say, whoa, don't touch me there. Whoa, I'm not safe there.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like this. So
people will tell you that too.
Yeah. <Don't care>. and they show you.
Yeah.
And so looking at that too, we still need to get those three things out, right? We need to get the information out. We need to respond. We need to have those things immediately and do it in such a way that works for everyone. And that is customer service.
Yes, 100%. And Dila here posted, I was asked to work with the Medal of Honor Society, yay, and service members assist in reducing the rate of suicide. First training is August. Sky is the limit. Dila, you go, girl.
Well, you know, that's really inspiring too. Like just saying those words, just saying that's where you're going to be.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, is she could tell that to somebody out at the bus stop at any place, and they might have a glimmer of hope because they might say that, is me. I'm a first responder. Yes. That phrase alone, I love that. I think that's really, really fantastic.
And I mean, there's a certain line where you do have to be a business person, but at the same token, sometimes it doesn't have to be for a sale that you're helping people out, right?
No,
like right. I got a phone call a few weeks ago about a lady whose horse could no longer be ridden, but this horse saved her daughter's life. So they wanted to make sure that this horse is going to a really good place. And I talked on the phone with her for 45 minutes. Like I fell in love with this. Really did. And now this is going to bring no business to me. However, helping somebody else find this horse or another facilitator be able to take it to me, that's worth spending the time.
Yeah.
And now I know that this lady is going to say, yeah, that chick from Equine Connection, she expected nothing back except to help another human being. Things like that are okay too. It doesn't all have to be about the almighty dollar. It doesn't have to be about what are you going to get from it. It's how are you going to impact the world in a positive way and also move your business forward.
Well, and you have to think the way you treat people, it always comes back. Sometimes it's really slow and sometimes it comes back in ways that you could never anticipate.
Yes. And
it's so funny because actually one of the gentlemen, one of the boys that took the initial program with my nephew, he's now back here. So he comes for programs as well. He's an amazing young man. And actually it's very interesting because I never charged him a dollar. Like we never charged any money at all for this. This was just to get our feet wet. This was just to get my bearings, for me to run through the programs I needed to do this.
Yeah.
And he needed it. So it worked out well. Now his niece has signed up for our mini days. So we're going to have little introductory days and she is now signed up and now they pay.
I love it.
And I'm talking, it's been 3 years and I never once thought in my head, I never thought, oh, one day I'll get paid from this.
Yes.
That was the payment. Him being there was the payment.
Yeah.
The experience paid for itself.
And when you're first starting, you're going to be doing those things because you need to get comfortable with your programs anyway, right? Why wouldn't you have, you know, just smaller courses or doing something to bring in the people who need it? And at the end of the day, it's always going to be something that comes back to you. It really is. And like you say, whether it be 3 years down the line or whether it be 6 months down the line, that's how we start a lot of our relationships with our clients is saying, yeah, we know you don't have money right away. let's do this at the beginning for this. And then from there, we'll move forward and build it into a budget or something. And it's a long-term relationship. And that's stunning. That's how we love to do it.
Yes. One thing I would say, though, is that free isn't free.
Yeah, true.
So I say if somebody gives you something, you give back double.
Yeah.
If somebody gives you something for free, that's your opportunity to pay it off in some way.
Yes.
Because we say free a lot, and it's like, oh, someone gave me a free car, but I had to put a battery in it.
Yeah.
Somebody gave me
a free horse. Yeah, there is no free horse.
No. A free horse, well, I have to ferry her and I have to feed her.
That's
right. I have to do all these things. So when we think of free, I always think of an opportunity. It's an open opportunity. And so taking that freeness comes with a lot of responsibility. And I'm really proud that she said, now I can spread the word, because that's your job.
Yeah.
And it's cool too, because we always talk about organizations, right? We want organizations. But I'm here to tell you, sometimes working for organizations can actually be a little bit crushing sometimes.
Yeah.
They might have some standards, or they might have something that actually rubs you the wrong way. And you might say, this policy that you have is not congruent with my policy in any way.
Yeah.
And you might be able to get individuals or small groups that come that might be more congruent and more. There's a goat outside my building now making noise.
Just so you know. There's a puppy, there's a goat, there's helicopters.
And so, you know, looking at that, looking at what you offer, looking at your life experience and looking at how you'll serve within that context, that is huge. And that goes for any business.
Yes.
Like, it doesn't matter if you're a welder. Like, maybe you're a pipeline welder. Maybe you're a structural welder. They look at what they want to do and then they offer it according. I wish I could show you, but it just would really damage my look. No,
I got to tell you that the sound in the background and leaving it up to my imagination is almost better. Like, it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I've got the little puppy head right here that keeps popping up.
I just think, like, my goat, Brownie, I think Brownie should have her own Instagram account, and I might do that. So
you
watch
out for
Brownie. Yeah. Brownie,
with all your
Brownie time. Has the force.
He is a force.
But yeah, so that's huge. And I just think too, the success stories, they all come together. So if you're not in this business and you're in another business, look at people with success stories, and you're gonna want to stay with those people. You're not gonna want to go hang out with the people that are down and they're saying, I'm not getting paid enough, I don't have a cool enough facility, I need a shop, I need this, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Go be with the people who are feeling successful. And that feeling, that thought, that action, all of those things come together, and then you're going to bring it into the arena if you're doing this. But I mean, if you're into landscaping, you're going to bring it into that as well. So always want to be with those successful thinking people.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Well, you surround yourself with things that are going to move you forward, right? Rather than the things that draw you back. And, you know, unfortunately, this business has come a long way since when we started. When we first started, people looked at us like we had lobsters crawling out of our ears when we said we were working with horses and people. And now it's one of those things that people are more accepting of. But at first, there was a lot of naysayers, a lot of people that told Carrie or myself, like, what are you doing? This doesn't even make sense, you know, blah, 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 that kind of thing. It didn't work, right? It was not going to work for people. We had to really make separation there and go with the people that we knew were going to encourage us and help move us forward, rather than the people always going in our ears saying it wasn't going to work, right? So surround yourself with the right
people. Right? The journals.
Yeah.
It's in the journals. So that's the thing too. And we say this quite a bit. We say people can only meet you as deeply as they meet themselves. So people can't meet you where you're at. They can only meet you where they're at. And so that's why this program is so huge as well, because when they come in, they start to expand their opportunities for new ideas.
Yes. And
this is, I don't care if you're 9 years old or 99 years old, it is never too late to open your mind to learn new things and just think that you can learn something new.
Yeah.
And once they start to do it, and it's funny because the masses do control the minds. And
look at Facebook.
Yeah, Yeah, but I mean, the more people say good things about your program, because they will, they definitely, I guarantee they will.
Yeah.
They take it and they move it forward because now it feels safe. We've learned through biological development that when a group of people are doing something, then it's safe to do so.
Yes.
So now it will be safe for them. Oh, it's working with them in a whole new way. Yeah. And, you know, it sounds funny, but I always say, like, you know, horses don't ride each other. And you can be girls, so you can do whatever you want with it. But
we don't ride our teachers. And then you'll see the difference between school kids. They go, teenage boys go a completely different place with it.
Don't be gross. Yeah. And it's so true, though, because when they start to see it, and even for my kids' camps, people are like, oh, do they ride? No, we're not riding here, because mm-hmm. they need to develop this skill first. I would never put a kid on one of my horses if they had not done all of this first.
Yeah.
Because if you're not listening, it actually would be kind of like, you know, when you give your teenager the car and the fan belt is squealing and it's going off and they say, well, I don't even know. I didn't know what that sound was, but I just kept going.
Yeah.
What's
going to
happen? A breakdown.
Yep.
So I would never put a kid on my horse where they can't read the signs, because then they have.
I always think it's like putting a kid in a car without teaching them the left and right blinkers, or
yeah.
which is which, right? Like they don't have the knowledge yet to be able to move forward safely.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
I agree. I wanted to go back to the journals for a second too, because I grabbed a stack of my favorite journals. I have a hard time discerning my favorites.
Just close your eyes and pick one.
Yeah. So there was one from one of our ladies that come in, and they come in pretty regularly. But she came in and said, today I felt leadership. Throw me to the wolves and I will come back again and leading the pack. I want to lead by example and show others that change is possible. The horse made me feel confident and strong with my leadership today, and I can do it every other day of my life.
Yes. Boom.
Like those are the kind of things. And the cool part was her story was that she came back from addiction and everything else like that. And she was coming back, and that kind of, I don't know, it warms the cockles of my heart, because that's the kind of thing where she's the leader of her own life. She gets to make the call as to where she goes and who she surrounds herself with and everything else. And she has, like, she applies that to her life all the time. And she told me last time too, she's like, I just imagine that Faye's going to nip me if I don't get my butt in gear.
Yeah. That visualization, you know, that's huge, because her action, her thought, when we visualize, when we can put a visual to the result, then it actually physically, mentally, it's proven to help move you further.
Yes.
That's why this is different. That's why this is something that we as humans could never do on our own. We need the horse. The horse gives it a whole nother component, because it's unprecedented truth, and she's able to parallel that, and that's huge success. So if you never see her again, you know it's for real, because she wrote it. She's the one that decided to put that in there.
I'm going to ask you later what the phrase was that you used that I really like, and it was unprecedented truth. So when I ask you later what that was, that's the
I'll
one
try.
I want to that. Okay. I really
I'll
like
write it down.
Together.
Oh, I have a pen. Okay.
Good work. Write it down for me. Because I like that. It is unprecedented truth.
Yeah. And it's something that, you know, no matter what we do with the horse, no matter where your horse is, it's a really important piece to understand that we don't think the same as a horse. A horse does not have the same parts of the brain. It does not rationalize the way we do. And yesterday I had a woman that left the arena because she needed to take a moment, left her horse, came back and was crying and held her horse, and her horse forgives her completely.
Yeah.
Humans would store that information and think, this is this or this is that. Nope. Miss Caddy out there just went right with it.
It's because we add emotion to things, whereas horses don't do that piece, right? They can understand, yes, they have stacked memories just like humans do, but they're not going to sit there and think, oh, well, what did I do to her that she had to leave me? Da, 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 and overthink and add extra things on there that aren't real. All they're concerned with is in the moment, if they're safe, and how they're going to move kind of forward, right? And being safe again. That's it.
Yes.
So they have to be in that moment, and they're going to, when the person comes back and is genuine for being back, of course they're going to forgive, because there's no reason, there's nothing to forgive in their mind, right? Like they're just willing to accept the moment.
Yeah, it's situational, and the situation changed. She came back, it was still safe. And so we put the love into it. We say love, we say fun, we say jealous, we say... Yeah.
But no, the horses don't think that same route. And I think that's so important, because as humans, we put emotions on them all the time. But it's like the simple one we get all the time is that the horse doesn't like me. Okay, yeah. A horse can only think and act like a horse. So what is the horse responding to the stimulus, right? So how are we going to get people to understand that it's not about the horse not liking you, it's about getting to the place to think of what place are they in, right?
And I love the ownership that we give with this program as well, because they make it happen.
Yes.
So they own it, whether the result is what they thought it would be or something maybe that surprised them. We need to take that into, we have to start to take that. And I always say, I want to own it in my life. I want to own the success and the failure. I own it.
Yes. And both equally.
Yeah, I want to own it, because then later when I know I'll be successful eventually with something else, I'll say, oh, I was failing miserably.
Yeah.
My success was moving on, or yada yada. Like people have all those stories. So you just got to keep going forward and think today's a new start. And this is what I'm going to put in there. And with that piece too, so even if you're in and you are thinking about becoming a facilitator, or you are a facilitator, or maybe you just happen to come on here because we are fantastic.
Clearly.
You want to get the info, because maybe you want to take a program. Maybe you want to actually get the info. You want to start being part of it and say, you know what? I don't want to be the instructor. I don't want to be a facilitator. I want to be facilitated.
Yes.
So reach out that way. Definitely find a program that's near you. You could also join the club that can help other people reap the benefits of this program that might not be able to afford it.
Totally. And we do have on our website as well, if you go to equineconnection.ca and then you go to contact us and scroll all the way down, we have a map of all of our facilitators in different parts of the world. So there's an Australia, New Zealand map, there's a Canada map, there's a US map. And then I think there's an international one too. Anyway, you'll know where you live. So you can go in and check it out and see who's near you if you are interested in programs as well, or if you know of places that would be great to connect with too. Because again, collaboration is beautiful when we can all help people to get to a different place and move forward, breaking and changing some of those patterns too. And I think just before we go, because man, we could talk forever, Bree. We are.
I literally can. My daughter is late for school again. I don't care. I seriously don't care.
I kept my home from school today. She's out at the farm working with me today. So,
you know, and the reason that we can talk about it so much is because everything that this program brings, you know, just through the biological piece, through the psychological piece, through everything that we do, we see it more and more and more now that we need to get back to that. And we need to get back to that experiential side of life. Because in life, you get a list. This is what I always tell my daughter. You get a list. And on your list of things that you know how to do, you better make it as long as you can before you die.
Yeah.
Any little thing. So again, if you're not a facilitator, if you're just hanging out, if you're just watching this out of curiosity, go take a program.
Yeah.
Go do it. Because who cares? Then you just add it to your list that you know how to do this.
Exactly. Exactly. And my grandma used to say, you don't need a list of things that you want to do. You can have a list of things you want to be. So that always kind of stuck in my head is I don't just want to go, you know, have a job. I want to be great at customer service. I want to be this rather than it just being like an experience. Title. That's the word I'm looking for.
Title.
And that's something that's always stuck with me.
An owner. Yeah.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. Unless you want to be a doctor, then you might want to say that.
Yeah. Yes, that's fair.
I'm really impressed with that. And I'm glad to see that. And it's funny it would come from your grandma, because I do think that this is a way of thinking that we need to bring back into the
forest,
that we need to bring back in, living in reality, not on our, and again, social media is beautiful. I love Facebook. I love it all. But again, we need to get into that. So that's why I say, if you're watching this, you either better get out there and run your programs, or you better get in there and take a program. Yeah. That's what this is. It's the goal to bring you to reality.
And it's funny with that experiential piece too. Like, this wasn't, my grandma passed away in 94. So she's been gone for 92, maybe. She's been gone for a long time now anyway. But she was a trailblazer back in the day. Her husband had abused her, throwing full cans of soup at her. And in the 50s, she left him with two daughters and everything. That was like unheard of in her area.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You did not do that, man.
A single mom and everything. Like, phenomenal, phenomenal woman. But I will fully remember the smell of geraniums, the feeling of dirt. And we were planting flowers together and her telling me that. And isn't it funny? The smell of geraniums will trigger something like that, right? And so you never know, that experience is really what brings knowledge to life, or experiences to life in our brains, and allows us to apply it in our everyday lives.
Well, and again, it's sensory. So yes. Again, if your body can sense a safe experience, that's what allowed the thought to come in. Your body was able to trigger that response and say, this is all safe. Things are safe here. And it opens you up to experience more.
Yeah.
And so that, you know, because I have some individuals are visually impaired, and through the feeling, through the other senses, it still allows their brain to see it's safe. It's incredible. It's very incredible.
Yes.
You know, feeling that sometimes we want to fight the wind, right? It gets windy out and we're like, oh my God, I can't take it. But if we would just open up to it and just let it flow, like, we can't fight certain things.
It's
just breathing it in and just understanding that this is where it is at this moment.
Yeah.
And it's funny because the wind will happen and the horses just stand in it. So, but I do appreciate being on, and I appreciate doing this again. And again, I love the success stories. So if people continue to share the success stories all day, I'm going to check back all day.
Yeah, I will
too. See some of those beautiful things. So thank you so much.
And well, to kind of recap, if I can, about what we've talked about today. The first thing we were talking about is changing that pattern, which again is just what we were discussing again. That's a big, huge part of equine-assisted learning and people working with the horses, that it helps us change the pattern in our brain, change the pattern in our life, change the pattern of how we move forward. We learned about the platinum rule rather than the golden rule, which is, I'm going to say it wrong now. Watch, you say it, Bree.
So instead of treating others the way you want to be treated, the platinum rule is to treat others the way they want to be treated.
Yes, absolutely. And then, of course, our soapbox time, which was the few for the many. It doesn't respond to your emails. Don't count anybody out just because it's one person. That one person can lead to so much more. And that one person deserves it just as much as 400,000 people do. That's how we change the world. That's how we help people move forward, is just by understanding that every single person counts. Everybody has a purpose. Yeah. Everybody has a point. And so if we can help that one person, those two people, those six people, that's when it expands.
And that's how you qualify for the abundance.
That's
you
right.
You can't qualify for more if you can't take care of one.
Exactly.
And you just can't. So
you can't. If you can't take care of one horse, don't get three more.
No, it's not going to all of a sudden make you want to do it.
If you can't take care of one kid, don't have more.
Yes. Thank you. If you can't take care of one goat, don't get more.
This is basically like how Bree and I talk on the phone too. We talk for a long time.
We're so smart.
Bree, thank you so much for joining us. And I'm going to throw up your website again here real quick, Force Action and Development. And you guys should go check it out, just because I really like the icons and stuff in it.
Yes, well, you should like them, because Carolyn helped me with it. And so did Carson.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that part. Carson did
both. Absolutely helped me. And that's collaboration. Collaboration is success. So you see, it's really true. Everything that happens with Equine Connection, it's all true. So
it's true. Yes, we don't make this stuff up.
Hashtag true. Okay, thank you.
Bye, everybody. Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Thanks so much for tuning in today with us gals from Equine Connection on today's episode of Changing Lives with a Horse, of course. Next week, we're going to have tons more information, and please join us then for more chatting on how these phenomenal creatures are really the best teachers around. We'll talk to y'all then.